Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
Of course you know Colby Calais. Still dig listening to your own music?
Totally.
Is it a charge? Like when you're cruising around in your car and you hear you on the radio, is it as exciting now as it was, you know, back in the day, two years ago?
Yeah. I mean, when Fallin' For You first came on the radio and I was back home in Cali and driving down the road and it came on, I was like, oh my God, I started screaming. It's still exciting.
It is?
Awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, you are one of the first artists that just started kicking ass on MySpace, right? And then all of a sudden, like, the music industry had to sort of take notice. We're talking like 10 million hits, right?
Something like that, yeah.
So how does that work? They call you up and they're like, hey, everybody else loves you. We just don't know about you yet.
Well, after I became the number one unsigned artist on MySpace, I had got a manager like a month before that. And so once that happened, all of the record labels started calling him. And then we went to New York and had meetings with all of them. And yeah.
So you got to pick your record label.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It is awesome.
Definitely. I went with my gut feeling on who I felt comfortable with the most.
So is it a little bit like, are they all pitching you at the same time? Is it almost like a hot high school senior where the colleges are coming by and they're making their recruiting pitches?
Kind of. It's something like that, yeah. And when I went with Universal because they promised me my artist freedom and creativity, and they are all really good people. Like, I'm friends with them, so...
And when they say like freedom and creativity, you basically just get to be able to do whatever you want without a whole bunch of people looking over your shoulder.
Yeah, and obviously, like, we all compromise and they bring up ideas that I never would have thought of before, and you know, we work together. But I mean, I had all my songs up on MySpace and the fans liked them as they were, so they weren't going to go make me re-record the record or do anything like that.
At what point, how many hits or how many plays do you have to have on MySpace before you get the first call from the music industry saying, there's something going on here. Who are you?
I was getting 50,000 plays a day, and that was being the number one unsigned artist. And that's when I got the call.
Yeah. Wow. That is amazing.
That's incredible.
That's awesome.
How quickly did it take to grow to that point? Like, was there one day when you woke up and said, whoa, I'm at 50,000 all of a sudden? Or was it like every single day you're like...
It kept growing every single week. I mean, it was at... It went to 300 and then it went to like 1500 and then it went to 15,000 or like it went to 10,000. It kept going up like 5,000 a week or sometimes more. But yeah, after about 6 to 8 months, it grew.
And it's so pure too. I mean, you didn't have to do anything. You didn't have to release a balloon that wasn't 10. I mean, it was just sort of a pure kind of organic word of mouth thing, which makes it so awesome.
Exactly. Everyone just kept spreading my songs to their friends, so it's amazing.
And
that's
what Balloon Boy tried to do. He just tried to spread himself
right.
to the state of Colorado.
I'm curious, because so many of your songs are love songs, who is your muse? Or if it's the same person?
Some of the songs are about the same guy, and like Bubbly was written about no guy in particular. I was writing about my dream guy. So yeah, each song is different. And a lot of the songs aren't about me in a and a boyfriend. They're about friends or family members and just writing about relationships in general.
Will you call those people before the song comes out and say, look, I just want to let you know that I've got a song coming out, and yeah, it is about you, and here's what I meant.
Yeah, well, everyone knows what songs are about them. Like, my best friend knows what songs about her. My parents know about them. My ex-boyfriend knows the ones that are about him. So, yeah, I don't get embarrassed by it for some reason.
Is the songwriting part of this whole thing easier for you than the performing, or the other way around?
Yeah, songwriting's definitely easier. But you know what? Performing, that's why I named my new album Breakthroughs, because I broke through my fear of performing, and I actually enjoy it now. It took me a couple years to eventually get over it, but the more I grew, the more I learned about how fun performing can be.
Like, what kind of fear are we talking about? Like, debilitating, like I can't be in front of people type stuff?
Like, crying before I'd go out on stage.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, it was bad, and I had to make myself go out there, and I still continued to go on tour and do TV performances, even though I dreaded it, and now it's gotten so much easier, and like, I look forward to my show tonight. Like, everything, I just have fun with
them. Awesome. Was there ever a point where, like, you couldn't do it, you were there ready to perform, and the fear came over you so much that you backed out and you ran out the door?
No. I mean, I was crying, and like, I think we made the show, I started like 20 minutes late or something, but I got talked in, like, you know, everyone like calms you down, and I went out there. The only time is like TV performances where I really, like, I kind of mess up when I get nervous sometimes, so those are the ones that show.
Is this, are you confident in your talent?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's really strange. It's I still haven't figured out what it is that makes me nervous.
I think you just automatically assume when you've, at least from the outside looking in, when you're so successful already, that you've got this confidence to you that this is easy. I got this.
Right.
Yeah.
There's not, I mean, but there's other singers that have had this. And the only one that comes to mind is Rod Stewart, used to hide behind the speakers.
Really?
And sing from behind the speakers before he got to the point where he could be out on stage.
Really?
In front of the crowd. Yeah, so there's well, plenty of stories like
see,
that.
See, I just started out writing songs and recording in the studio, and I never was performing. So all of a sudden, when I got the record deal and I went on tour with the Goo Goo Dolls, it was like, okay, you're going to perform in front of 10,000 people now. And that was like, I had to learn as I got in this business. So that was a tough part. You know how I've had stage fright, and I've been shy whenever I get in front of the camera. And everyone that I work with, they reminded me that I can be silly and quirky, and I don't care what people think when I'm just by myself with friends and family. Mm-hmm. And they wanted me to show that side in my music video. And I also wanted to show the side of love, where you can fall in love with a person for everything about them, their personality, how they make you feel, how they make you laugh. And that's what the love interest in the video, Bobby Moynihan, shows.
Right on. I read yesterday, and you never know if it's true or what, you know, when you read on the internet. Did you have writer's block so badly on the new CD that you had to like take off for Hawaii, and you got a couple of writers with you, and you just hunkered down and got it done?
Yeah. I mean, I was writing when I was on tour, but I came home after a year and a half of touring, and I've always been going to Hawaii since I was younger, and I wanted to go and take a month off and right before I record the record, soak up everything about real life, and bring my friends that I write songs with me, and write about everything that we're going through and that I'm feeling like writing about.
Or one of those friends, one of the judges on American Idol.
Cara DioGuardi.
Yeah, she went with you.
Yeah.
I knew it wasn't Simon. You don't want to be held up with him for a couple of weeks in Hawaii. Hey, Mandy, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. I just wanted to tell her what a beautiful voice she has. You know, so many artists, when you hear them acoustically, they don't sound nearly as good as they do on the radio. And I actually think she sounds better. You have a fabulous voice.
Thank you so much. That's very sweet.
It's awesome. Well, you can hear it tonight at Variety Playhouse also. So have a great time in town tonight.
Thank you.
And I appreciate you coming by. I know it's so hard to get up and do this. Mm. We know especially today how hard it is.
I know. We're all feeling it.
Especially after that Falcons game.
How'd you enjoy the game last night?
It was really fun.
Did you have a good time?
I've never been to a game before. So
your first football game ever?
Yeah, first football game.
Wow.
Cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. It's Colby Calais in studio.
The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Duration, Woodscapes, and SuperDeck products May 1st through the 11th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with Delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.